Poster 1. Hoymer's formation in history, from the last ice age until approximately year 1000 AD. The graph in picture number 1 shows that the melting of the gletsiers after the ice age caused a dramatic rise in the sea level. From approximately 8000 to 5000 BC, the sea level rose by over 50 meters. During the following 2,000 years, the sea level rose approximately 5 more meters. Thereafter, the rise in sea level subsided and eventually fell over a long period of time. From around the time of Christ and after, the levels rose and fell until they eventually reached present-day levels. The graph on picture number 2 shows how sand from sea shoals accumulates on ice age deposits, which are the gray areas. This causes the buildup of a barrier, which finally rises above sea level. Behind this barrier, the Wadden Sea is created, as well as marsh areas along the coast. Winds form dunes along the barrier. Behind this, marshes are formed. The barrier becomes an island, which is bordered to the north and south by tidal dips. Seen from the sea, the island appears like a rim, or back, sticking up out of the ocean. Thereof, the name Hoymø, derived from the old Nordic word for rim, and the Danish word for island, ø. As time passes, the beaches along the dunes widen to as we know them today. After hundreds of years, the beach becomes so broad that a new row of dunes is formed along the coast. Here and there, floods created water-filled gaps. Around the time of the birth of Christ, the island is perhaps 1 kilometer wide. For comparison, Hoymø's present size is imposed over Hoymø from year 0, in picture number 3. Also, the placement of the present-day dunes is shown to mark the current boundary to the beach. New dunes have constantly been created to the west since the 1950s. People from the mainland probably started bringing their livestock to the island during the first 1,000 years AD, until they eventually colonized the island permanently.